It was a beautiful weekend last weekend, of course, and there was a lot to see and do, including perhaps most notably HK on J, major rally hosted by the North Carolina NAACP on a variety of different issues, and tens of thousands of people turned out in downtown Raleigh for that. We're joined now by Anna Richards, who heads up the Chapel Hill Carrboro NAACP. Anna, how did it go for you?
It was great, Aaron. I've been to the march every year that I've lived here in Chapel Hill. So it's notable that this was the 11th march and that it's appropriate on Valentine's Day that we say that it's really a part of a moral movement on love and justice. So happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day. So the march discussed a whole bunch of different issues. What for you are the biggest ones? I know a lot of people, and you know, we had estimates ranging from 20 up to 80,000 people, but tens of thousands of people were there on Saturday. I was there, you were there. There was a lot of excitement and a lot of people talking about a lot of different things, everyone bringing their own issues to the table. What are the big ones for you this year?
Well, there are a couple that I think for us in North Carolina, voting rights, the preservation of voting rights, as we know, there's been a concerted effort on the part of our Republican leadership in the state of North Carolina to redraw districts and to suppress the vote by adding, attempting to add, as we know, the court overturned both the redistricting as well as the voter suppression laws, but an attempt to suppress the vote. So I think preserving voting rights has to come near the top.
Mm-hmm.
Another issue is the repeal of HB 2.
Mm-hmm.
It was a lot of emphasis on that, and I think it's hurting North Carolina. The underlying part of HB 2 that a lot of folks aren't aware of, that deep down in the small print of HB 2 is some restrictions on raising wages for municipalities and communities. And I think that kind of gets lost in the bathroom issue.
Yeah.
But
everyone talks about part one and we forget part two,
right,
and kind of touch on part three, but it's part two with all of the,
right,
the other restrictions,
exactly,
on municipalities.
There's,
yeah,
there's a lot more to HB 2 than bathrooms. So those two issues, as well as health care. You know, North Carolina did not expand Medicare, and right now over 500,000 folks in North Carolina who would be eligible for health care are not, because of the state government and the governor, under the prior governor's leadership, refusing to accept the expansion of Medicare in our state. So those are three issues. As you mentioned, there were a myriad of issues represented there. And I think really that was one of the beautiful things about the march. It was, you know, one of the chants was, what does democracy look like? And the response is, this is what democracy looks like. And I think that's the truest testament to the march.
Mm. Speaking with Anna Richards, Chapel Hill Carrboro NAACP, Reverend William Barber spoke there. That's my first time hearing him live, so I'd only ever seen clips of him sort of huddling over the microphone. And if you just see a picture of him in front of the microphone, it's like, man, he's just sort of towering over this thing.
Yes.
But to hear him speak, it's really impressive. And just incredible that you can just get up on stage and deliver a half an hour sermon on the book of Daniel, and that's relevant in this day and age.
Very relevant.
Yeah.
And I think the message that he shared with all of us was that this is not a time to stand down. In fact, it's a time to stand up. And I want to just mention a number of things coming in the future, led by the NAACP as follow-up to the march. A lot of people say, what's the good of marching?
Yeah, what's next?
What's next?
Yep.
And so the first action is on February 27th. congressional visits. So this is where folks across the state will hold federal elected officials accountable in their home districts. Congress will be on recess, and during that time, we really want folks to make sure their elected federal officials understand how they feel about them doing their job in Washington. Mm-hmm. Then on Tuesday, March 7th, is the People's Legislative Day, and that day is really to emphasize that the North Carolina General Assembly is the people's house. And so on that day, we're going to go and visit our state representatives and hold them accountable in terms of making sure they understand our views about actions here in the state. And ongoing from that, leading up to what may be elections, we don't know for sure, in November, there'll be an ongoing effort to get folks to run for office, mm-hmm. to get make sure people understand what the voting laws are and get people registered to vote.
So, and we're definitely going to have local elections.
Yes.
So that effort has to be ongoing no matter what, because we get people into local government, town offices, school boards, and things like that. That starts the ball rolling even without the state elections, right?
Correct.
Yeah.
And that was one of the things that Reverend Barber emphasized, is that we can all express our views about what's going on at the federal level, but it really does start at the very local level, whether it's town councils, school boards, and that we have to recognize that there was a lot of ground lost over the last 8 years, and so we really have to start at the local level.
Speaking with Anna Richards, Chapel Hill Carborough, NAACP. Before we got to let you go in a second, but before we do, I want to get back to the question that you raised, which is, you know, we've got all of these things happening in February and March and beyond, but going back to HK on J, what is the point of marching? What is the goal that was achieved with an event like that?
Well, you were there, and I know that I do this work, and a lot of us are involved throughout the year, but it's a tremendous coming together of people. And I think one of the things that it does is show you that you're not alone, that there are lots of people. One thing I have to mention is I've heard these things characterized as the left. And mm-hmm. I think one of the biggest things coming out of Saturday was that there were parents with children, there were seniors, there were doctors, there were rabbis, there were people from all stripes in the community, some of whom voted for the president. So this is not a Democratic movement. It's not a left movement. It's not even a progressive movement. It's a moral movement that really stretches across. And so for me, just the solidarity, and again, I don't know who could suggest there were only 20,000 people there. I think this was at least the 80,000 number. It was Fayetteville Road was full from the assembly all the way back to the plaza. Mm-hmm. So it was quite a gathering.
It was a big crowd. Anna Richards, we got to let you go, but thank you so much, and we'll see you next week.
All right. Thanks, Aaron.